Concerned Tay residents can put a bookmark on the opening chapter that will decide the fate of the township's three libraries. During a filled municipal chamber at the recent regular meeting, council and residents were given a presentation by the Tay Township Public Library Board, first given an introduction and context by Mayor Ted Walker. Library services have changed dramatically in the last 10 to 20 years, from one of mainly lending hard copy materials to one of including social and recreational components, Walker said, and libraries have had to morph to a vastly different delivery mandate. Our library board is obligated pursuant to the Public Library Act to consider the viability of our library system, and make any recommendations concerning the same. Library Board Chair Heather Walker next provided an in-depth history of the library branches and their funding, from the 1994 amalgamation, joining the J&M Young Public Library in Port McNicoll, the Theo and Elaine Bernard Public Library in Victoria Harbour, and the Wabaushin Public Library, through to the 2015 decision for the board to undertake a strategic plan which would inform the township's master plan. Tay Township Library has since investigated and/or incorporated the majority of the 20 final recommendations that comprise the Master Plan Final Report, prioritizing the implementation time frame for each, explained the board chair. Costly major renovations recommended for each branch were delayed or deferred as much as possible to allow time to assess the recommended changes in services and staffing. With much preamble given, the breakdown of repairs for each library was displayed. Wabaushin's branch may be the smallest, but it was listed as good condition with future repairs costs of nearly $300,000. The Victoria Harbour branch was cited as being in poor condition with estimated future repair costs of just over $550,000. Port McNicoll is the largest and newest library, but is in fair condition with about $500,000 needed for future repairs. Estimated repairs for all three library branches between now through 2043 were listed as nearly $1.4 million. However, Board Chair Walker pointed out other public libraries were located in neighboring municipalities within a 10-minute drive of all three Tay locations. The township of Tay is geographically the smallest municipality to have three libraries, stated Walker. The average size of others listed with three libraries is 534 square kilometers. In addition, there are two larger municipalities, the townships of Severn and Ramara, that only have one library. From a population standpoint, Tay has the lowest population with three libraries. Including the decline of memberships and increase toward accessible technologies, the board chair introduced three options for council's consideration: to close the Victoria Harbour and Wabaushin branches to either build a new library in Port McNicoll or upgrade its existing library, or to close all three and negotiate agreements with neighbouring municipalities. The library board has worked tirelessly the last few years in setting a budget as fiscally responsible, Heather Walker noted. Yet, the projected costs of operating a three-branch system now and predicting for the future have never been fraught with so much frustration to the quickly rising costs. Residents who filled the chambers sat in silence through the presentation, which was followed by remarks from council members. Ted Walker then explained the complications involved with the issue and provided what-if examples. With respect to a new build, he said, we have a regulation through the province that's called a debt capacity. A municipality can only enter into a certain percentage of debt. As everyone knows, we are looking at a sewage treatment plant right now that's estimated to be $32 million. The tenders are out for it and we'll see what happens when they come in, but I know in the town of Collingwood, their estimate, the tenders come in at considerably higher than their estimate, and that estimate has gone from $9 million to $35 million. From Cowan. Paul Raymond, who sat on the library board in the previous term of council with Deputy Mayor Barry Norris, assurance was given to the audience members that the importance of libraries and its community connection was not lost on anybody here. Nobody is going to be jumping on any quick decisions on this. It's too large a decision, stated Raymond to a burst of applause from the audience. Council is dedicated to doing the right thing, and it won't happen without official public input. Norris also received applause for his comments, saying, I haven't seen this many people since 1994 when we decided back then, the same scenario was here and the council of the day decided. We would keep the three particular libraries. However, he quickly tempered the crowd by reminding them to look at the 10-year and 20-year future of the township's libraries. The drawback to everything, just as the report indicates, in Ontario library usage is way down. Ted Walker got the last word, quipping, "As mayor, I never get to say anything that causes people to clap." Later in the meeting, once the residents had dispersed, council said they would be looking at a future meeting to choose how they were going to look at options, with discussion of formation for a subcommittee loosely suggested. The Public Library Board Library Structure Report, including slideshow presentation, can be found in the agenda page on the Tay Township website. Tay Council meets for Committee of the Whole meetings every second Wednesday of the month, and regular council meetings every fourth Wednesday of the month. Archives and live streams of council meetings are available through the Tay Township YouTube channel.